Chapter 2. The Village in the Valley. Suddenly, in the distance, we heard a wolf howling. "That's strange," I said. "Are there wolves in this area?"
"No, not at this time of the year," Johan answered quickly. He looked at his watch again and at the sky. Then he returned to the front of the carriage. "It's time to go," he said firmly. "There will be a snowstorm soon, and the horses are very nervous."
"But I'm not ready to leave yet," I said. "Tell me about that road and the place in the valley. Why didn't you want to take me there?"
Johan made the sign of the cross again. "It goes to a village in the valley. It was an unholy village," he said.
"Was?" I asked.
"Yes. Nobody lives there now," he answered. "The last person in that village died 100 years ago."
Then he started to tell a long story, half in German, half in English. It was difficult to understand him.
"A long time ago, something very strange happened in the village. A lot of people died there around the same time," he told me. "They were all buried in the same area of the cemetery. Then, people in the village started hearing noises in the cemetery. Finally, they opened the new graves. They didn't find the bodies of the village people. They found the bodies of women. The women looked alive, and they had blood around their mouths. The people were very frightened, and they left the village. Nobody went back there again."
The driver's face was pale, and finally he said in a frightened voice,
"And tonight is Walpurgis night. On that night, there's always a storm. The dead leave their graves and walk on the earth. All the evil creatures come out and celebrate Walpurgis night."
Johan is stupid to believe this, I thought, but he's very frightened.
"You can go home if you want," I said. "Walpurgis night doesn't frighten me. I'll explore a little and then I'll walk back to Munich. It isn't far. Don't worry about me."
Johan was happy to go. He turned the carriage and left quickly. I watched him for a few minutes and saw him drive between two hills. There was a tall, thin man walking near the road. When the horses saw this man, they reacted in terror and started to run. They made a lot of dust, and in a few seconds, I couldn't see the carriage anymore. I looked for the man, but he wasn't there.